This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth, avoid the evil, learn Yahweh's ways, Torah life, ministries, come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nissan.
Let us learn Yahweh's ways with Torah life ministries.
Hello everybody, good Saturday to you, happy Sabbath. This is Paul Nissan from Torah Life Ministries. And last week I played part one, and this week is part two of a message I did on September 24th about this day, September 23rd, the day that many people prophesied we would no longer be here. So this is part two of this message, and thank you for listening, and here it goes. Let's look at the Apostle Paul, Shaul, Saul of Tarsus, a man who was a Bible scholar. And the Bible at that time consisted of the scriptures, consisted of the Torah. And what did he do? He was going around persecuting Yeshua, killing people that believed in Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, having them put to death because he knew the Bible so well and he didn't believe the Messiah was here yet. And people were just saying this thing. But he had this amazing, amazing testimonial and experience that I have had and many other people have had. That knows who the true Messiah is, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the one they call Jesus. And it is impossible for us to stay quiet about this. And it was impossible for the Apostle Paul to stay quiet about this. So we had to go and tell others, even though he was going to come under a lot of ridicule because here he was one day persecuting, and the next day here he was one of those being persecuted. When that happens, something is going to change. You know, and your testimony isn't about saying some words. Your testimony is about your heart changing. That's what we need to understand. So we need to get away from the deception of the energy of the enemy and the systems of this world that teach us different. And I'm here now calling you all out to let you know this because September 23rd is here. But what if this was the last day? Keep asking yourself that. Ask yourself, what is sin? Read the Bible. What is sin? Ask yourself, what is righteousness? Ask yourself, what if this was the last day? Will he say, get away from me? I did not know you. You did not follow me. You weren't willing to follow me. You continue to make an excuse for doing the will of my father. How many days did you go out there and profess and tell people that Yeshua died for them? Or how many hours did you spend reading the word in prayer? And here's what I'll say before I end. I'm going to say this before I end right now. The Rahadak Kodesh Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will never, ever, ever confirm within your heart abominations are okay. You hear that? There are many spirits out there, as it says in the scriptures. There's many principalities out there, and the flesh is not a physical one. There's a spiritual one that's going on consistently. And there's so many spirits out there that are deceiving people through many things. But the way to confirm it is by reading the word. That's the only way you're going to know if something is true and real is by reading the word. And if the Bible tells us something is an abomination, it doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what the spirit you think is speaking to you says. The Radak Kodesh Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will never counteract what the scriptures is saying. It would never say, well, this is okay if the Bible says it's an abomination. So we need to think about that. And the Bible clearly says what's an abomination. And I'm not saying we're perfect, but we need to be perfect in our repentance, coming every day and turning and having remorse and sorrow for what we've done. And if we hate it enough, we will overcome it. We will overcome it. And I'm so thankful for the patience that Yeshua, my Messiah, has with me and with others, and with the grace and mercy he's given us, and he set me free and died for me, and I do my best, and we all have to do our best to extend that mercy and that patience to our fellow brothers and sisters out there who are struggling. But at the same hand, we have to understand that the end's coming, And every single generation since the time of Yeshua could have said that this is the end times. And that's what we're doing today. That's what they did during the time of the Apostle Paul in the first century. Every century since the time of Yeshua, they were saying, this is the end times. I don't know when he's coming back, folks, but I know he's coming back. And some people say it's soon. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to treat it like it's tomorrow. And I'm going to think today's my last day here. And what am I going to do this last day? And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to continue to get the word out about Yeshua and continue to tell people about Yeshua. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be getting on the internet. We need to be, getting out there with the Bibles. We need to be walking around with our Bibles. You know, I go down the street and I see a whole bunch of teenagers and firemen and everyone else holding signs saying free car wash. Free car wash. Where's the sign saying Yeshua died for us? Repent. We need to get right with his word before it's too late. So please, please, I can't plead and beg you enough to understand this. I lived without this message for so many years. There was no comfort, but Yeshua gives us a comforter. And we live comfort when we fear Yahweh. We don't have these fears of the world that the media and the news just instills in us on a regular basis, continuously fearing us about one thing or another. And there's so many people out there that are just living in so much fear. You call them up and all they say, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. We need this, this, and this. No, we need to have the fear of Yahweh and trust that he'll take care of us. And that doesn't mean not to board up your house during a hurricane. We got to be wise about certain things. But we need to put our priorities straight. We need to put a priority straight. You think you have a disease? Get on your hands and knees and pray to our Creator before you run to the doctor. If he says, go to the doctor, go to the doctor. But if he says, you know, turn your life and stop living an abomination and I'll heal you. Well, we got to turn. We got to change. We got to repent. We got to get right with him. This isn't a game, folks. This is eternity we're talking about. You know, if you look at a clock, a 24-hour clock, you know, the time we're here might equal 3 or 4 seconds. We think about eternity, where we want to spend eternity. The best investment you can make is doing the will of our Father and having a heart for Yeshua and fearing our Creator. That's the best investment you can make. And putting our priorities in order and priorities right. The word holy means set apart. The word holy means set apart. And you need to be set apart from this world. And when this world starts agreeing with you and enjoying your message, if you have a mega church and everyone's there to listen and you're tickling their ears, that's not being set apart. Set apart is like the prophets that were alone, the prophets that no one wanted to listen to. Just like Yeshua himself, they didn't want to listen. There was only a handful. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. You know, the context of that are many are called, but few choose. We all have a choice. We all have a choice. And the easiest thing we can do and the most liberating thing we can do is to get in line with our Creator's will, to get in line with our Creator's will. And I have people come up to me from some systems of the world and they say, well, we follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. Well, Yeshua says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And they say, we do that. I say, how's that fourth one working out for you? Today is the holy Sabbath, the set apart day, the Sabbath day. It's today. He said today. So what are people doing out there today? Are you doing your best you can to figure it out and observe the Sabbath? Or are you making an excuse saying, I'll do that another day. I don't even need to do that. We're making up some lies saying that's not even important anymore. That's done away with. Clear lie. So, you know, and that's what our Creator calls an abomination. Taking his word, twisting it, lying it, adding to it, taking away from it. That's what we need to repent of and get right with him if we want him to be right with us. So go out there and let the world know, let people know. And the best way you can let them know is by setting an example. Set an example yourself. Repent. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent and submit. Pray every day to our Father. Ask him to show you, to reveal to you. If you don't know this, if you've never heard this stuff before, look, I'm a Jewish person that grew up an atheist. I never knew any of this. But it comes to a time in your life where you're going to have to eventually make a choice. And I'm telling you, you know, we need to pray. We need to just get alone and ask him to reveal himself to you. For him to come into your heart and to give you the fear of the Lord and wisdom and understanding to know the way and the truth and to know Yeshua. And to proclaim If that's true, you're going to go out there and tell everyone. You have no problem going down to the corner store and asking somebody, some stranger, for directions somewhere if you don't know where you're going. But then you get scared to tell somebody Yeshua died for them? No, that's not the heart of Yeshua. The heart of Yeshua is to tell everyone. You know? By the way, you know somebody died for you today? How many people do you know that died for you? I know somebody that died for you. Yeshua HaMashiach. Tell everyone. Pray, claim, proclaim, and praise. To praise our Creator. We have no problem singing songs, secular songs on a radio with all these abominations and these words and all this stuff that we shouldn't be talking about. Where are the songs that are praising our Creator? To singing His holy psalms. Where are they? Pray, praise, proclaim, read. Reading our scriptures every single day on a daily basis. Is that happening out there? Are people reading the word every single day? Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent. Are people repenting? Repent means to turn, folks. Turn. Turn from the ways of man, the ways of the flesh, and turn towards the ways of our Creator. That's what we need to do. We need to get right with Him if we want Him to be right with us. And then we need to submit, to yield to the words of our Creator, the guidelines and instruction. You're driving down the road, and you know there's deers in that area that can cross over that highway. And in an instant, your car could hit that deer and it'd be an issue. So you see that yield sign, and what do? You're extra cautious. You're observing the signs because you know there's something to watch out for. Well, we need to yield to our Creator's word, His guidelines and instructions. You know, you don't keep the guidelines and instructions, folks, the commandments, because you have to. That shouldn't be it. You don't keep them because you have to. You should be keeping them because you want to. Because you want to. If you have children out there, you want your children to learn from your mistakes. You want them to make the right choices so they don't have to suffer. But we have a Father in heaven that wants the same thing. He wants us to make the right choice. And He gives us that free will. And we still love our kids even if they make the wrong choice. And He still loves us even if we make the wrong choice. But if we continuously, on a regular basis, purposely mock Him and continuously use His death as an excuse and continuously deny Yeshua as Messiah, not only does it say in Scripture that he can hate just as much as He could love. You know, he says He hates workers of iniquity. You know, He pleads with us. He pleads with us to change our ways now. To change our ways now. But the deception of this world and the deceptions of the things in this world from everywhere, from just continuously putting it in our own mouths and our own bodies, food that's an abomination to us, that's poisoning us by mingling the seed with other systems around the world that go against the will of our Father, the will of our Creator, by taking things that have become so common today that are clearly in the Scriptures are not part of the Word. I go to some churches today and they see things like Christian yoga, or in other churches they have Christlam, or they're mixing Christianity with Islam. It's mingling the seed, folks, and that's what our Creator calls us against. But the deception of the enemy changes that around. There's no mingling the seed. He tells us not to do that. We need to understand what He wants us to do and understand about the riches that are stored up in heaven. And the greatest investment we could make. Hallelujah. And hallelujah means praise. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Praise our Creator. And we have this opportunity to still do that. September 23rd is here. And September 23rd is gone. Whenever you're listening to this message, it's not about September 23rd. The message is about the true end time that's coming. Are you prepared? Are you ready? I'm sounding the shofar and calling everyone out. And telling everybody, we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. I'm sounding the shofar, folks. The shofar blast has sounded. That's a warning signal that I'm giving you. All those who believe Yeshua is Messiah, you are Israel. You are Israel. And the warning sign has been sounded. The siren has been blown. And it's time you repent. You repent. You know, when you go to your local pastor and you say, why are you teaching that the will of our Father is done away with? That just doesn't make any sense because the Bible says something different. And when they don't want to answer you, or they tell you, we'll talk about it another time, It's time for you to wake up and start thinking, what is really going on here? What has the enemy done? What has the enemy done? Why are they teaching that we shouldn't be following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the commandments that He told us if we love Him, we would keep? And they're teaching against that. Why are they picking and choosing? Why are they saying, oh, you know, the original covenant, it doesn't matter anymore, but at the same time, tithing matters? Because they're picking and choosing. Why are they saying the will of our Father was nailed to the cross and is done away with? That's not what Messiah said. Why, after Messiah Yeshua, the one they called Jesus, died, did people that followed Him continue to observe the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator? Ask yourself why. Ask yourself, what is sin? Sin is transgression of the will of our Father. The will of our Father is found in the first five books of the Bible, starting in Genesis. That's what Genesis means. It means Bereshit. And we need to read that. We need to question those things. Yeah, folks, Yeshua was a sacrifice for us. He died so we could be set free. We don't need to go and sacrifice animals anymore and things like that. We can't even do that because that system isn't even in place today. But we have Yeshua as our sacrifice. But do you understand what a sacrifice means? Do you understand what it means to sacrifice? Do you understand there's a result of a sacrifice, or there should be a result of a sacrifice? If you sacrifice something, there's a consequence. Yeshua sacrificed Himself for a reason. He didn't die so we could be set free and not change the way we were living before. We got to get this. He died for us. Our Creator gave His only begotten Son to die for us. Think about that for a second. How many of you have children? Would you kill your child, sacrifice your child for others? And think about what our Creator did. There's a reason He did that. Please, please, please don't ignore that. The systems of the world today, including the system of Christianity, is not teaching and talking about the will of our Father. And I'm telling you about the will of our Father. The Feast of Trumpets, also known as Yom Teruah, just passed. Yom Kippur is coming up in 9 more days. The Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot, is something that we should be studying and learning and observing the best we can. We need to ignore the pagan rituals like Halloween and Christmas and Easter and these other abomination things that if you just looked at the history, I pray you'd want no part to do with these things. And we need to get right with our Creator, our Messiah, before truly the end time comes. September 23rd should have put a lot of fear in people to wake up, but it didn't. It didn't. People are more concerned about boarding up their houses when a hurricane comes or a storm comes, but they should be boarding up their heart from the wickedness of this world. They should be boarding up their eyes from the abominations of the wickedness of this world. They should be boarding up their mouth from speaking profanity. They should be boarding up their ears from letting their ears hear the profanity of this world. We need to see the warning signs that our Creator continues to send us, and we continue not to prioritize things in the right order. And we don't understand the order of our Creator. And when we get to understand the order of our Creator and we prioritize, we could start to fear our Creator. But that's the problem today. People aren't prioritizing. We could just see it. The news is not the news. The news is a report of the abominations that are going on against our Creator. I'm not asking you to do any of this to please me. I'm asking you, look, you're not offending me. You're offending our Creator in His holy word, His holy Bible. I'm reading the scriptures every single day live over the internet with people so we could see this, so we could understand this. This comes down to a future and a hope. This comes down to separating the clean from the unclean, the clean from the unseen, clean. That's what it comes down to. Our Creator tells us, He warns us, He gives us the word, folks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's do the right thing. Let me read a couple of verses here, and then we'll end, okay? So we need to understand what it says in the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, it says, "Do not be deceivers, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. None of them will inherit the kingdom of our Creator." And it says, it also says, lustful people, liars, hateful people won't inherit his kingdom. You know, the scriptures give us the example of right or wrong and good or bad and what to do and what not to do. And if we make a mistake, we repent. And we don't use that repentive card as an excuse. We use that as true repentance. And true repentance doesn't come with doing it again. True repentance comes with the struggle to overcome it. And if we hate it enough, long enough, we will overcome it. The scriptures are clear, folks. You know, we need and we have a job to do. And I tell this to everyone. I got good news and I got bad news for you. I got good news and bad news. And the good news is that our Creator is real and his Son who died for us is real. Hallelujah. And the bad news is our Creator is real and his Son he gave to die for us, Yeshua, is real as well. And you might say, well, how could that be good news and bad news? And I tell you, depending on how you decide to live your life, that's either good news or bad news. Proverbs, which is wisdom in the scriptures, says there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. It says that not once but twice in the scriptures, Proverbs 14, 12 and Proverbs 16, 25. And I'm calling you all right now, whether you know this or not. I'm not here to give this message to those who are prepared, to those who are ready, to those who are doing the will of our Father. If you already know this, share this with somebody else. I'm not doing this and taking the time out of my life to do this for you. I'm doing this for those that do not know this, for those that are deceived like I was deceived, for those that thought they knew, but they were doing something different. They were living a different way, the opposite way. They did not know the truth. For those that thought following our Creator's guidelines and instructions would limit us. No, it won't limit us. It will liberate us. That's what we need to understand. It says in the scriptures, John 8:32 says, "Know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And the truth is, Yeshua is the only way, the only way. There's only one way, and it's him. So we need to understand that and accept that before time runs out. And I'm so thankful that today isn't the last day because we still have work to do. And those of you that want to get in touch with me through the website, or if you're in South Florida, we have local fellowship, come on down and join us. But we need to get this message out. We need to let people know about Yeshua. Hallelujah. So, you know, he's given us his word. He's given us these guidelines and instructions, and the word says over and over again, you know, of what we need to be doing and how we need to be doing it. And he's given us prophets. And he says in the scriptures about what's going to happen, true prophets, people that were willing to be martyred and to die for Yeshua, not people that were saying, well, he's coming on September 23rd, but I'm going to go to a football game tonight. Listen, if you truly believe today was the last day, you're not going to a basketball game or a football game last night. You understand? We got a job to do, and we need to be doing it. So it's time you get out there and do that. Hallelujah. So, you know, and we look at the words of the scriptures of all the prophets that said, that, you know, that you know, in Jeremiah, it says in 7:23, "I command them this thing, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your Elohim, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Also, walk in the ways I have commanded you, so all might be well with you." Walk in the ways I have commanded you, so all might be well with you. You know what these prophets are? These prophets are people that Yahweh spoke through them and said, share this message. So here you have a man named Jeremiah sharing this message that people would walk in the ways, which is the Torah, that he said. And what'd they do? What'd they do to all the prophets? They were like hermits, these prophets. Nobody wanted to be around them. They condemned them. They killed them. They tortured them. All the apostles that were sharing the message of Yeshua, we see what happened to them and how they were martyred. And then we see to up to today, there are still people around the world doing this thing. In every single area, we need to set the example of Messiah. And that's not only in the areas we think we know or we think we're doing. You know, there are people out there doing the will of our Father, but there are other people out there that think they are. But really, what kind of example are you setting? You know, for righteousness, for holiness, for pureness. If you're sitting at a football game in a bikini, you know, drinking a beer, I don't care what you think a spirit is telling you, that's not what the scriptures say is righteousness. That's not what the scriptures say is righteousness. You need to put down the beer and open up your Bible and put on some clothes. That's what the Bible says to do. As Paul says, and I say it right here, Paul says, there are many sinners of this world, but I'm the chief sinner. And I tell you, I know many people out there that are not doing the will of our Creator. And I tell you, I lead the pack. I lead the pack. I'm the biggest sinner of all of you. I tell you that. But I'm the most regretful. I'm the most repentive. It burns me up when I do something I shouldn't be doing. It makes me sad. It doesn't give me any joy. I want to be right with my Creator and His ways. And because of that, I've been able to overcome what I've been practiced to learn as I've been growing up to please the flesh. In many areas, I've learned to overcome that because I'm doing what He told me to do. And number one is I'm hating what He told me to hate. I'm not saying, well, you know, I'm making excuses for it. And that's what Paul said as well. He said he struggles. He struggles with these things, but he perseveres. And the race, you know, is a long race. It's not just a little race. You know, and to pace yourself. But time is running out, so we need to speed this thing up. And we need to let people know. And I every single day I praise Yahweh for his forgiveness. I praise Him for his mercy that I don't deserve. That none of us deserve, that we could never deserve, no matter how well we're doing or how well we think we're doing, we could never deserve it. But that is not a reason not to try. That's not a reason to not go and do the best we could to overcome and persevere. So I am calling everyone out with love. I speak with an urgency in my voice. I speak with a tone, but they're not mistaken. I give this message in love. If I was here to please my flesh, I would not be sitting inside on a Saturday morning, you know, making a video like this. But my desire is that those, that you would see it, that you would hear it. Thank you for listening to part two of this important message. You can see the full video on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can also join us for our fellowship Saturdays at 3 p.m. in Lake Worth. Thank you and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 561-283-1707. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33416. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above.